Okay. Hey, this is Engineer Eric, and you're listening to part two of our January 6, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
Woo! I was glad to see here locally that our SWAT team took second place in an international contest.
Heck yeah,
oh,
man.
That's great.
Yeah, the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office sharpshooters were on target at a recent competition, taking second place in an international field that included some full-time SWAT teams. The second place finish was the best. The Alachua County Sheriff's Office placing in a SWAT Roundup International competition in Orlando, which this year drew teams from Germany, Sweden, Dubai, and Hungary, in addition to departments throughout Florida and the United States. So I'm pleased to know that they've got their tools.
One of the SWAT captain's sisters cuts my hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's good to know that they have now got the tools in place to use us on us citizens in case we do something wrong, like smoke a joint or something. They can come in and...
Well, hopefully that's all changing, Jimmy. You've seen the public policy. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but California has 3 ballot initiatives on the 2010 ballot to try to further...
Legalize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marijuana.
They had a big show on TV about it. It was called... This girl went through and did the interviews on a lot of the pot farming and everything. And apparently in Marin County or one of those places up there, it is so pervasive. Even the mayor has said, well, you know, if the marijuana pulls out of this county, we're going broke.
Yeah. I mean, look, hopefully they'll come around. Everybody will come around and see... It's just fine, whatever it is, and it helps the economy in a whole lot of ways.
Well, I don't care. It actually is a more stronger thing than that, and that is, who are these people telling me I can't smoke a joint?
Well, that's true. It's a pursuit of happiness issue. It's a freedom issue. It's a right to ingestion, as I've always said. You should have absolute right to ingestion as an adult American. And the fact that, you know, here's what I always get to is, if you can tell me that I can't smoke, well, how do you know? I mean, you must have smoked some to know, right, that it's bad for you.
Well, no.
And if you did, how come I can't? You know, I mean, we're free Americans.
Well, no, but see what that is. They were in a clinic, and they saw people come in raging raging maniacs.
Oh, okay.
Who obviously was because of marijuana, not for any other reason.
Right, right.
And so, you know, we have to ban it for everybody.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep. But also, just actually sent this in, Denver reportedly has more pot dispensaries than Starbucks shops.
Woo-hoo.
The new meaning to Mile High City.
Yeah.
But Denver's been crowned America's cannabis capital by marijuana advocates. Normal, I guess.
That's interesting because Denver, or not Denver so much, but Colorado's kind of gone liberally, totally liberally state, right? You'd think for the Wild West they wouldn't have, but I know that when you look at place like, where is it, south there of Denver, it's where the Air Force is. Colorado Springs apparently is like a commie holdout place almost, as far as socialism is concerned. Yeah.
So Jimmy, and they talk about the economy here. I want to mention something here locally. We have a potential new big business we've talked about several times here, and that is the Walmart.
Right.
All right. And here I'm going to outline a little article that I read, which demonstrates the impediments to opening any kind of a business in this country, and especially this city.
Okay.
Here, these people, the Walmart apparently have submitted, like, at this point, 7 different plans for the layout of their store.
Uh-huh.
And each time, the various boards, the various city boards of preservation or beauty or whatever the F they're...
Well, they got EPA, they've got the plan board, they've got the comp plan, the comprehensive plan they have to adhere to as well.
So, I mean, plan after plan... These poor Walmart people, literally, this was some of the comments that just recently, after the 7th try, some of the comments are, couldn't the Walmart face the other street? We want to face 34th Street as opposed to facing
53rd or
whatever street it is. I'm flabbergasted that these people don't understand the level of planning that must have gone into the creation of a Walmart. I mean, the architecture that must be involved to build one of these things, you just can't rotate it around.
Maybe they figure you could. You know, it's like a giant, what you have in in your microwave, you know, one of those big plates that rotates around.
And so just put it on a spinner?
Yeah.
On a carousel.
That's right. The problem is when you drive up to the damn thing, you don't know which, I guess you have to wait for the front door to come around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, and this is, the people wonder why we're having some problems in the economy here. And it's because of stuff like this. The socialists can't have it both ways. You can't have all this regulation and control and 47 boards and committees and peoples and licensing and everything to oversee all this construction, because you know what? It'll never happen. The Walmart will never get built. And then all these people won't get jobs, and we won't save money shopping at the Walmart.
Let's see. They're saying, their little phrase now is save more, live better. And of course, I'm wondering, what is it about these people that they don't want me to save more and live better? I mean, what do you have against me personally? Yeah. That's what I'd like to do, is to save more and live better. I mean, that sounds okay to me.
Yeah.
I'm in for that. And then I've got a guy down here at the Development Review Board that says, Mr. Elmore, Mr. Jimmy, I'm sorry. You can't do that. I don't care about your saving more and living better.
Right. Well, we care about it. We just want the Walmart to be pink, and it has to be
clean and green.
Entrances on every side.
That's right.
And if we can make it rotate and have some indoor landscaping.
But Mr. Development Review Board, we've got to have trucks deliver this stuff every day. No problem,
Jimmy.
How about underground?
Right. Tunnel from Ocala. We're going to have an underground tunnel. Literally, Jimmy, here's one of the other suggestions that they had for the Walmart. They wanted the Walmart, during the construction of their building, to straighten out one of the streets that ran just right next to it there. While you're in there, why don't you just go ahead and fix our roads? I mean...
Now, this is where you get at one end of the road and pull.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the way you straighten it out.
Yeah, sure.
Like straightening out a sheet on your bed.
Yeah, there's no problem.
Just get one in and just yank on it, and it'll straighten right out.
Right, got a few employees out there.
Well, I will say this, that I did talk to a couple of people involved in this particular Walmart, and apparently the city people have gotten an earful about this. But I don't know if it's really going to change anything. It's interesting to see. Apparently there were enough people that wanted to save more and live better that wrote letters or sent emails or whatever and said, are you people lost your mind? But the Enviro
Freaks... It's not built yet, I can tell you that.
That's right. It's not built yet. And in fact, it's not even approved yet. Yeah. So they've gone through. It's interesting when you go through this stuff, and this is one of my big complaints about planning in general. They come up with something they call a comprehensive. A lot of places do this across the country, where they will tell you, here are the rules that to which you must adhere. So you go through and you adhere to the rules, and they say, well, no. See, this rule isn't quite say that. It's all subjective, is what it ends up to. It doesn't mean it's not an objective thing, and that's when you lose sight. When you go through, as they did here in this Walmart, they said, well, you forgot about rule 39, 17, whatever it is. You've got to do these things. So the Walmart people went back, changed it, came back to the board and said, okay, how about now? And they said, well, that's okay, but you know, since then, you've got this one over here. And so they went, and like you said,
seven times.
It reminds me of back in the days when I was in real estate. One of the things that you learned very quickly was when you were trying to sell a house to somebody, you'd say, well, why don't you want to buy this house? And they would say, well, the color is wrong. If you stood at that point and said, we can change the color, yada, 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 and now can we do it? They would say, well, no, the garage is something. So what you do is you ask all the questions ahead of time. Uh-huh. You get all the questions set up. Okay, what besides the paint? Well, the garage is on the wrong side. Well, what the lawn is green, whatever it is. Okay, if we solve these 14 things, would you be able to do this house? And if the answer is yes, then you have, you know, you figure if you can or can't solve those 14 things. You don't get to do that with the Walmart people. I mean, you can't get a definitive answer for, if I do all these things, can we now have our permit? I don't know. Come on back and we'll see.
Right, exactly.
They won't give you the answer.
Right.
And it's a measure, I guess, of their, they love to have this power. I always wonder, across the board on these people, is what's in it for them? What exactly is in it for you?
The power. They're helping out. They're helping out.
But if you can show them that they're not helping out, if you can prove to them...
Well, see, the thing is that you can't, because the fact is they are helping. What they don't see and what nobody else sees is that they're hurting in other places more than they're helping whatever
right,
they're helping.
Right, but if you point that out, this is the great Bastiat thing, the seen and the unseen.
Right.
And this is what happens. So you can almost always, almost, I would say this without fear of contradiction, that 100% of the government actions that occur, you can point to, you, if you do a rigorous study, you will find out that there's more harm than good. And when you point this out, you say, look, here are the people you've helped, and here are the tens of thousands that you've harmed. And they may look and they say, well, you've only harmed them for a nickel each, and
right.
we've helped these people for $1,000.
I guarantee you this.
Is that what they're going to say?
Guarantee that, and also, well, you've only harmed Big Bad Walmart. You haven't harmed, for example, all of their shareholders. Or
or the potential 20,000 shoppers in
right,
this community
right.
that would
save money, live better.
And live better. And that's, of course, that's the, like they say, the seen and the unseen, very well described by Bastiat, you know, hundreds of years ago. The but again, I personally have been at the point where I have pointed out to this, gone down, and in a particular case that it affected me, had to do with some rental property. And I said, here's the damage that's done. And here is, in fact, the people that you were trying to help in this regard are themselves were injured by this even more than they would have been if you hadn't done this. And here's the vast tsunami damage that's been created here. And I got a letter back that said, well, you're right, but there's nothing we can do about that now.
Right.
I mean, that was the answer. You're right. And I'm thinking, well, what about now? What about, hello? And
people have such a hard time doing anything, it seems to me, like, like once they get all the gumption and everybody behind it and something, the wave starts. Oh well, I guess it's going now.
Well, we have the same thing here, of course, with the it's coming up for. I noticed this. It's coming up for renewal or sunset. We have something in this town. They wanted to provide health care for the working poor. And the sheet that you need to fill out is like, I don't know, five or ten pages long. Almost nobody qualifies. And so they've built up some $38 million in the bank that they cannot spend for this particular health for the working poor here locally. And they've got, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people or something on the. They had originally told us they were going to get 10,000 people on this thing. They've managed after, I don't know how many years at this point, 4 or 5 years now, to get about 1,000 people. I'm guessing around 1,000 people on this thing. They can't beg, borrow, or steal people to get on this thing. They expanded the applicability of this thing to some.
I remember this program.
Okay. And it's called Choices. So the basically, it's a failure in one regard in that they've got nowhere near the number of people that they expected to. And they got all this money that's being collected through this tax thing. It's supposed to sunset, I believe, next year. And it'll be interesting to see the battle to go on to see whether it...
Who gets the money.
Who gets the money, right. That's number one. But this has been the pet project, the very, very pet project of one of the commissioners here. She has her whole life history tied up in this particular program. It's never going to be a failure, no matter what. If it blew up tomorrow and was an atom bomb and destroyed half of Gainesville, she would sit there and say, well, it worked while it was supposed to work. The point is that the thing
Before it became a bomb, it
But
was
I
a-
did notice something the other day on our local government channel. They're trying to find a new director for this program. The starting salary here locally is $66,000 with a top of $99,000. I mean, that's now, of course, I'm not sure. And they've had this. They've been sending out notices. Please apply for this job. Can we get somebody to take this job? Now, I don't know if it's a 1 year job because this thing may sunset.
Yeah.
But still,
even
I'm thinking
so.
About this is a program that here locally. $66,000 is
cash.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
OK. And that also you get benefits and pension and everything on top of that. Now, in this particular case, it might be a 1 or 2 year deal, but you can bet that anybody that applies for that or that gets that job is going to absolutely prove beyond a shadow of a doubt how valuable this program is.
Oh, sure.
In spite of the fact that it's.
Sure. And when you say apply, I'm glad you took that back because there's not going to be an application process for a job like that. There's going to be a back padding type of thing. That's what I keep trying to say. The political agenda will come into play and somebody will get the job who was chosen for the job. Well, in advance,
I mean,
in my opinion.
It could be. It'd be interesting because I have noticed that this particular job has been advertised more than a lot of them. And because we do have on our little government access channel here, they have a rolling, when they're not showing some meetings or something like that, they have a rolling thing of jobs you can apply for this to the city or the county or whatever it is. And this particular one shows up a lot. That's how I happen to notice it. And I also noticed that here locally, this is not California or New York. I can tell you that $66,000 is a lot of money in this town. You can do well in this town on $66,000 a year. And that's the bottom. They said, you know, you can actually start, depending on your qualifications, upwards of almost $100,000. So let's apply for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No kidding.
You want to move on to some light notes? You got anything else heavy?
I got two little...
Okay, go for it.
Two little police things.
Ah.
Another mass immigration raid in Tejas. 169 people arrested at a cockfight that they had been stalking for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
15 children into foster care. And, I mean, to me, it was an immigration raid. That's how I qualify it. I mean, they say it was for the cockfighting thing, but I mean, what I see here is this: I'm alarmed when the authorities are rounding up suspects in the numbers in the hundreds of people.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, if there's hundreds of people engaging in some activity, it probably shouldn't be illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's 169. What are basically families, you know, including children,
right,
participating in this activity? How bad can it be? I mean, how detrimental was it? And of course, they staked it out for a couple of weeks. So I mean,
at least for those couple of weeks. Yeah. Not to mention all the time they went before that. It was okay,
right? I mean, well, you know. So I mean, I just, to me, this kind of stuff makes my stomach churn. I mean, 170 people arrested. I mean, what a bust. I mean, that's a freaking big bust.
Well, so, and of course, the law is the cruelty to the cocks or something?
Something like that.
In other words,
that.
If it was, I don't know, cockroaches.
Right.
They probably wouldn't have raided them, right?
Right, no problem, yeah.
Okay, but it was the fact that the hens or,
yeah,
or the cocks.
Particular
or,
birds
these
or
particular birds are, you
protected
can't,
by
protected because you're not letting on to have, this is really a bad thing for society in general.
Right, society in general. Of course, society's the victim there.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody complained, I'm sure. I mean, maybe somebody complained, but no, you know. No, but they weren't hurt.
None of the cocks complained. They were dead.
Losers.
Yeah. No. This also comes across. Well, did you have another thing before I dovetail on that?
Nothing on that.
Okay. Well, let me talk about the. I'm going to dovetail on the cruelty to animals thing.
Okay.
Big deal on Neil Bortz. In the last couple of days, apparently somebody up in Atlanta shot a horse with arrows. Some kid, maybe. I don't know. They just, you know, the horse was found wandering around with arrows stuck out of him. You know, somebody had, well, they took the horse in and they removed the arrows, and apparently the horse is going to recover. But boy, the hoorah on this is unbelievable. I mean, they want to catch whoever this was. They've offered apparently a $5,000 or $10,000 reward to information leading to the arrest and conviction of this person. And it always comes back. This may be unpopular, but I'll tell you, it's a horse,
mm-hmm.
And there is a lynch mob out for whoever shot the arrows. Don't get me wrong. Bad. I think it's bad. I'd probably, you know, slap whoever it is upside the head or whatever it is and, you know, do a lot of bad. But it's a horse.
Right. Well, and Jimmy, they it's interesting you bring this up. This is it's just come up in a higher court was asked to rule basically for pain and suffering loss for a dog for some people.
Right.
That is to say, all these people will get for their horse is the value of the horse if the horse dies. And the person will only be able to be prosecuted to the extent of the value of the horse. They're not going to be, the horse is not going to be imparted any kind of human qualities to the extent that these people are going to be prosecuted for...
Well, it's a felony or something.
But it's only because of the fact that the horse has value. They're not. There's not going to be. I don't think.
I think it's cruelty to animals. I mean, I don't think there's any value involved. I think if you shoot, I think they're going to get him under some felony cruelty charge.
Well, there might be. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure those must. I can't believe those don't exist.
Well, I'm saying is I don't think that they. I don't think that they're very prevalent for horses.
Say that, but apparently if they're offering they're saying arrest and conviction.
Right. Well, I mean, they could certainly get the person for felony vandalism. I mean, you know, a conviction.
Felony vandalism.
Sure. Well, I mean, the horse is worth, you know, more than a few hundred bucks, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, But, I mean, I don't know. So I don't know. To answer, I mean, to sort of respond to your question about it's a horse, I mean, I don't know to the extent of how they're prosecuting the people, whether or not they're imparting it more than
the
just
point
the
is,
value.
What I'm talking about is the anthropomorphic aspect of this. That is, they are imbuing the horse. The poor
if
horse.
A,
oh,
yeah,
my God. Look at the
term.
Sad eyes. And,
exactly.
Oh, my God. And, you know, we've really got to take this person to, you
right.
know, it's got a personality, and it's a horse, for
well,
God's
sake. Well, if it was a police horse, then obviously, you know.
Yeah, right. They're mean. Go ahead.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, well, I mean, because I remember that we had talked about a long time ago that some guy shot somebody's dog, and they were suing for pain and suffering.
Oh, well,
and
here they banned some fraternity here because they shot a chicken out the window. The fraternity, yeah, here locally.
Really?
I think they shot it with an arrow. I'm not sure, or they killed them or something. They killed some chickens on their property cruelly. You know, wrung their necks or something. I don't know what it was. Anyway, but this was, you know, a horrible sin against chickenhood or something. I don't know.
Chickenhood.
Man, I mean, well, here's another crazy arrest story. A couple was arrested for tattooing their kids. And when I say tattooing, their kids asked for a tattoo. They have six kids. And the mom, you look at her, she's got like a whole bunch of tattoos on her arm.
All right.
And they're pretty well done. I mean, they're obviously professionally done. I don't know. I didn't get a look at the dad, but... but they had a homemade tattoo machine.
Right.
And basically it was, you know, it's not the one you find at the store. You buy off the
it's
market.
It's the one you find in prison.
Right. And
hello.
And apparently
they work.
They had done a good job with it,
yeah,
because the mom's tattoos looked good.
Yeah.
And so the kid asked for a tattoo, like a little cross on his hand or something.
Right.
They gave it to him, a cross, arrested for child endangerment, six kids, swiped. And so it's going to be interesting to see if they lose the kids and if they're going to face.
Who turned them in? I guess a teacher at school or something.
Yeah, a neighbor called or something.
Neighbor, yeah, cruel, yeah,
right. cruel treatment of the kids, man.
Yep, they got them.
Let's take a lightning quick break here, and we'll be right back. And we're back.
All right. I just wanted to talk a little bit, as long as we're talking about sheriffs and people like that. The two things that. Kind of light notes. The driver in Dunedin down here, Pinellas County or someplace, was arrested with a alcohol level apparently of .404, which is like death for unless you're really good alcoholic. Having been there myself, I know what that is. Anyway, she charged with some kind of felony, something. She hadn't hurt anybody or anything like that, but they stopped her apparently. She was weaving on the road, and they did a check and .404, so she's going to jail. As another note.
Yeah, now see, here's the thing now. Just because of that level of alcohol, even though she didn't hurt anybody.
No.
Okay, she was obviously within her senses enough to operate the car safely, because she did. But even so, they're going to throw her butt right up under the bus.
Yep, they sure are. Now, of course, in DeLand, a couple hundred miles, about 100, 200 miles away, the Volusia County deputy charged with driving under the influence after crashing into a South Daytona police cruiser has been suspended for his job for 20 days. That was his penalty.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Right.
Suspended 20 days.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. Okay, so if you...
Well, see, that's a realistic... I mean, the truth is that...
Well, and there was damage here.
Yeah, yeah.
But and I mean, the other one, there was no damage.
You know, it's an accident. It's what people, you know, they just have just gotten away from that. It's just, it's a car. There's cars. Cars travel. They have momentum. They get in accidents. I mean, it just happens.
They have, let's see, what is it? Speaking of cars, it's always all about the money, unless you happen to be a deputy. I noticed here recently there was an article that said since our primary seatbelt law went into effect, in July 1st or something of this last year, of 2009, they said...
This is the one where they can pull you over just for the seatbelt.
Just for not wearing a seat. If they see you through the window,
right,
that you don't have your seatbelt, both people actually in the front seat have to have their seat.
What? Really?
Yes. Passenger also.
Oh.
And let's see, what is it? There's something about the back seat. Children in the back seat, of course, have to be restrained.
No, children, there's all kinds of rules.
Yeah, all kinds. There's five levels or whatever.
Weights and seat
sizes.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. Yeah, can you imagine? You have to get your scales out every time you get in the car.
No, seriously. And like, you know,
no, I know.
A 45-pound kid in like a big old, in a chair.
Can you imagine? You got one 45-pound kid that's 2 years old, that's, you know, like a watermelon. and another one that's a 45-pound kid that happens to be, you know, 6 feet tall and, you know, what, I mean, I don't know. Well, okay, no, I'm not going there. Anyway, they've written 190,000 of these tickets in the first 6 months of the of this law, which when you do the math, it turns out to be $20 million a year. And I'm thinking, it's not about the money. Now, you understand that all of these people that were, this is the primary, this is not the people that got a seatbelt violation that had broke a taillight and we just happened to, oh, by the way, you're not wearing a seatbelt. These are the people that were spotted through the front window, side window, whatever it is. They gave them a ticket for $50. And it's, so if you do the math, it's going to be $20 million a year. And I'm thinking, and they're telling me it's not about the money. It's about the safety. It's about protecting the thing. Nobody was hurt. You understand that? Nobody was hurt. Not of the 190,000 tickets written. Nobody was hurt, injured, or even in danger, except from maybe being stopped by the cop. I don't know.
And of course, Jimmy, though, they were in danger, man. That car was traveling no seatbelt.
Yeah. Well, what would happen if you...
Deadly danger.
The deadliest part would be when the guy stops you, and you sit there and you say, F you, donut boy, I'm not going to take your damn whatever it is. I mean, now, of course, then you're in trouble, right?
Yeah, that's deadly.
That's like a felony, isn't it? Can
Well, no, you can.
I believe I was saw somewhere where they did literally shoot somebody dead for giving the cop the finger. I mean, now he was,
yikes.
They thought he was a felon, you know, but basically he was
a shiny metal finger.
I don't know. Well, no, it wasn't that. I mean, they found out that he, you know, it was like he was an escaping person. He was in a car or something, and they thought that, what did they think? I don't know if the car was stolen.
They thought he was giving him the finger?
Yes. No, literally, he reached out the window, and anyway, started blasting away as soon as they realized he was a felon.
He actually was.
Yeah. So that's good. Good for those. I was glad to see that the deputy got off for 20 days, and the lady here who didn't do any damage is probably going to do some time for that. Not to mention the $10,000. In Virginia, now this is something that's a legal thing. In Virginia, a man was convicted of in-home indecent exposure.
Yeah. Was this the guy that we covered? was this the guy that was in his big picture window?
Yeah. But
okay.
This is now he's been convicted.
Right.
We talked about it before. Right. He'd been arrested.
Right.
But now he's been convicted.
He went to court.
He went to court and said, look, you know, I didn't know these people were out there or whatever it was. And they convicted him.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the
sentence is. Yeah.
Apparently he was convicted of a felony.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's going to do some time.
Well, what's interesting is now he's going to be a sex offender.
Ooh, that's right. Registered everything else.
Yeah. Everywhere he moves for the rest of his life, every time he moves within 24 hours, he has to register his name at the sheriff's office, the Department of Motor Vehicles. That's if he lived in Florida.
Every time he moves within 24 hours. Oh, yeah, if he moves of apartments and stuff.
Right, let's say you move, you got 24 hours to report or it's a new
felony.
What
if you live in a mobile home? I mean, a motor home.
Yeah, then
ooh,
that's
good
automatic felony.
Yeah, that's right. You're felony driving motor. You know, and think about it. That is what I'd probably end up doing would be in a motorhome, you know, be on the road.
Yeah. Well, I know what I'd end up doing. I'd end up being in a
you wouldn't be in this country.
State. Exactly.
Yeah. Always reminds me, speaking of that, what happens if you don't get a tag for your motorhome and you drive it to, say, Louisiana? You know, you're resident of Florida. So you're supposed to have a Florida tag.
Uh-huh.
Is it illegal to be driving through Louisiana because you know you don't need a Louisiana tag if you have a Florida tag? So
right.
So I'm a resident of Florida and I don't have a tag, and they pull you over and they say you don't have a tag, and you say so what?
It's
not, I'm not from
Florida.
I'm not from here. I don't. You know, I'm not from here.
Right. My guess is they'd write you a ticket. What else are they going to do? You know, I mean, unless they figured it was stolen, which they'd probably run the VIN number and find out.
Yeah, you'd have all that.
Right.
You know, have your registration, you have your VIN, they can run it all they want.
They'll just give you a ticket.
And then you're in Texas.
That's just a... Yeah. Well, exactly. You never come back to Louisiana, you never see them again.
Yeah, you'd have to figure out how long would it take for you to go through all... You have to work it out so that you...
Right.
You'd have to work it out so that you didn't leave some state in the middle that you couldn't get to without going through a state that you already had a ticket for.
Yeah.
So you'd have to make sure that you... crisscross the country
and the window's closing on that with all this technology now.
Well, of course, they want to have the universal ID card. And there's a half a dozen or a dozen or 18 states or something that don't want to do it. I think that Montana specifically has opted out of that.
Woohoo!
And now you can't go into federal buildings or
license to be free.
Or void. It's going to be sometime we can't get on an airplane or
right. We cover that.
Yeah,
with or
that.
Federal buildings.
Federal buildings.
Your ID.
Yeah, with and I guess a passport though will still work.
Right.
So that's of course issued by the Fed. So
yeah, Iowa's looking at possibly passing a no permit needed concealed carry situation.
Well, they've had, as a matter of fact, they've had been some things on the internet here recently where they have detained some people who they got them for.
Yeah, we talked about
we did?
One of those was the guy that came on the airport into Philadelphia. And he had a concealed carry permit he checked his gun and then he pulled it out and put it in his holster and as he was walking out of the airport, but they arrested him and then he got off finally and the judge upheld the fact that he was licensed to concealed carry and whatever, but they still
you wonder why. Well, there was another one here just recently where it was on a subway or something like that and they detained him, and I forget what it was. It was a couple of hours and questioning and all that other stuff. But I was wondering, and then they finally realized, you can go now. But the deal was, why did you stop him? I mean, at what point do you unreasonable search and seizure and all this stuff? I mean, the guy said, I've got a concealed carry permit. Here it is. Why didn't they just let him go on the spot? And
because it's government.
Yeah.
Well, this is just a symptom of, The more that they centralize the responsibility for everything, the less everybody's going to be responsible for anything.
Well, this is what where this came about. The reason I got this email was it had to do with here's the way they're going to end up taking away all your guns. Mm-hmm. Is that even when you have a permit, even when you've gone through all the hell, they still can stop you and remove it from you. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. That was the big deal. So that even though you've done all the stuff, they can still come get it.
To me, the one is the requirement about the psychological exam.
Now, is there a requirement yet, or not?
I don't know if it went. We covered it.
Yeah, we did cover it. I think they were talking about doing.
Yeah.
It, but I don't think they've done it yet.
Or it might be for advanced weaponry or something like that. But even so, I mean, nobody can pass psychological exams.
No. It reminds me of one of the when you have the DUI test, the road test.
Yeah.
They say stand on one leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Who the hell can do that?
Stand on one leg, tilt your head back,
yeah,
and touch your nose.
That's it. And, I mean, there's everybody falls over. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
No, they do.
Done.
Right.
You're drunk.
You want to take a lightning quick break?
And yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Man, we're back.
Woo.
Okay. Well, I got nothing.
Me too. That's all I got, Jimmy.
Okay. I mean, I really don't have that much either.
This is part three is going to end up. This is 22nd part three.
part two. What I was going to say is that I did see that they, I didn't know that they actually had, I mean, I know they have, of course, Viagra, but I know they had Viagra Super Active.
Oh, no, professional grade.
And then professional grade Viagra.
I mean, what is that?
Well, really? It's $2 more than the regular Viagra, yeah, according to this Canadian pharmacy.
Yeah, they have Canadian pharmacy. We'll send it to you. And it's cheap, I'll tell
you
that.
It's like their regular Viagra is like $1.85.
Now, it's got to be fake.
$2.79, it might be.
Because it's like $10 or something here.
Well, that's here, though. I mean, prescriptions in Canada are way cheaper than
I know,
but here.
Still, if it's real Viagra, and I mean,
I think I can get a black market here for $3, which isn't even, just without, if you go just find somebody that's got it, they'll sell it for you for $3, I'm pretty
sure.
Why
would they do that?
Because they're not paying that. I mean, they probably get it on a, it's their insurance thing paying
for it. Oh, maybe the insurance. Okay, yeah. I don't think insurance pays. I'm not sure about that. You have to have it.
Really need
you have
this
to have
Viagra.
Cadillac-y insurance company to, yeah. I would think that would be more prescribed to the wives than the husbands. The wives would get it and slip it into the coffee.
Yeah.
Into the husband's coffee.
I did, actually, I have been, I went to iTunes, and I think I might have mentioned this in the last show, but I've now downloaded all the different conferences from the 2007 Singularity Summit, and they're just really good stuff. If you get a chance to go to iTunes and type in Singularity Summit, there's a nice big, long piece by Ray Kurzweil. And
there's like
one.
20 of them on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's another one, Rodney Brooks.
It must have been days long, it must have been a week long or something, the Singularity Conference.
Yeah, they had...
Nice robot. you're such a cute little robot.
Cynthia Brazil. And did you see that they, well, actually, just real quick, because I just pulled this up. Did you see that they were going to, they talked about banning the Who from the Super Bowl because Pete Townsend had that, well, he's an ex-registered sex offender because he had like 14, he'd clicked on some child porn website, you know, but they removed 14 computers from his house, found no child porn on there. And, but anyway, he's still for 5 years, and this is in Britain, had to register. But then these groups get in, a Child Abuse Watch and Protect Our Children, and then whatever, Charlie Crist, of course, you know, they're just all going... Going, he was.
There are some people that have way too much time. I mean, this is that is the downfall of the capitalist system. Actually, is the fact that you promote.
Now, you said that last show, Jimmy, and that almost sounds like you're decrying free time or something.
Well, what happens is you get idle hands of the devil's workshop, and that's what you see.
Look, you got to have idle hands so that you can have any kind of workshop, and then somebody. Somebody does some devil work. That's true. I mean, you're going to get that. But, I mean, I think the more the problem comes is some sort of parenting issue in the sense that whatever the parents are that raised the kids that just gave them the money and didn't make them go be an American and, like, earn a living or something, apparently those kids grew up like the Rockefellers or the Kennedys and whoever, and they don't have any problem spending other people's money.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad if they didn't take it by force. I don't mind if you spend other people's money, but it's the force part. We can get into that later. You're right. I mean, the fact is, if this group, whoever they are, the sex offender, we don't like them group or whatever, manages to get the Who not to show up. But of course, then who actually is going to stop them from playing at the Super Bowl? Who's going to bar the door? Well, it's going to be the police, right?
Well, if they could get some kind of ruling like that, but I mean, I think it's unlikely that they'll do that. I mean, more likely they would be able to get some results by making it unpopular and having the sponsors apply some pressure.
Right. Well, they've done. Yeah, the sponsors. I guess that's what happened with Tiger. All the sponsors, woof, gone away. You know, that's it. History. All those ads had to be pulled. You know, from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he'll make some more.
Well, that's pretty.
You know, that's actually maybe those are the people that ought to sponsor him. Are the
Cheetos?
Yeah, Cheetos.
Well, and of course the number one thing would be like Trojans. You know,
right? Yeah, that's right.
He could get a Viagra sponsorship. I mean, there's all kinds of
Trojans. Yeah, boy, that'd be something. Yeah,
you know.
Yep, wouldn't have to do any golf sponsorship. You remember when Bob Dole did Viagra?
With the pencil.
Yeah.
God, that was hilarious.
Bob Dole likes Viagra.
Man, Star Trek was the most pirated film of 2009.
I haven't even seen that one yet either.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good. I really thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah. Thanks for the tape that didn't work.
Yeah. Well, I think the VCR really that I have doesn't work well.
I think you're right.
I think it's pretty.
You still have a VCR?
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, you're like related to Jimmy or something.
Yeah, that's right. It's a dial telephone, you know?
I got my Betamax set up here.
Yeah, that's it. My phone is, if you want to make a call, you go clicky, clicky, click on the little hanger thing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Operator, clicky, 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 click. You know, you just bang up and down on the little hanger thing.
Well, actually, Jimmy, it's clickety clickety click, up and down, but it's do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no vocal. I've seen your Morse code.
That's right. And I'll raise you a Braille.
That's right. I'm going to fax you over a Braille message.
That's it.
Well, keep the emails coming.
Yeah.
Let us know what's happening. And make sure you write us at jimmy@jimmydone.com. Tell your friends. Hope you all had a great holiday season. And
just think now, we're coming up on Valentine's Day,
so you can still use your Amazon link. Did anybody use our Amazon link for the toys or anything?
Actually, we're a month behind, so we're going to find out. I'll find out here in the next week or so.
Maybe we'll get a windfall.
A windfall.
All right, Jimmy.
All right, Killers. Yep. We'll see you. Thank you.
say, whoop, there it is.